WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Hillary Clinton starts her day as the first woman to accept the nomination of a major party for president. She delivered her acceptance speech last night at the Democratic National Convention.
Clinton went after Donald Trump more than was expected, but then again, that might be an attempt to send a message. She lampooned Trump for his national security credential claims.
Donald Trump says, and this is a quote, "I know more about ISIS than the generals do." No, Donald, you don't.
But the nominee said there is a potentially dangerous side to Trump's bluster.
A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
In an instant press statement response, the Trump campaign says Clinton should be America's choice if voters want a destabilized world. Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
As national security continues to be a top concern, both presidential hopefuls are talking tough and touting support from top military leaders.
Retired General John Allen, the one-time top envoy in the U.S. fight against ISIS, endorsed Hillary Clinton at the Democratic National Convention.
We know that she, as no other, knows how to use all instruments of American power.
While Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, backs Donald Trump's approach, he had this to say during last week's Republican convention.
Coddling and displays of empathy towards terrorists is not a strategy, as Obama and Hillary Clinton would like us to believe.
I'm Reid Binion.
Two police officers have been shot in a San Diego neighborhood. One suspect is in custody.
No word yet on what touched off the violence, which started around 11 p.m. local time in the southeastern part of San Diego. In a Twitter posting, police say a suspect is in custody, but an intense manhunt has played out overnight in San Diego's South Crest neighborhood for other possible suspects. Reports say police flooded the area with helicopters, SWAT vehicles, and patrol cars, searching bushes, backyards, and streets for suspects while residents were urged to stay inside. The two officers have been taken to a hospital. Their condition has not been released. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's being criticized for not acting quickly and decisively enough to prevent train operators from running red lights.
So far this year, 10 trains have run red lights. All of these incidents happened after a consultant gave Metro a report last April about the causes of red light overruns and offered suggestions to prevent them. Metro board member Leif Dormstroh says since then,
we haven't adopted the report in a final form to either accept, reject, or modify the recommendations.
But Metro's chief safety officer, Patrick Lavin, says,
to some degree or another, all of them have been implemented.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Monument is set to reopen at 9 this morning after being closed for almost a week due to another elevator problem. Mike Litterst with the National Park Service says they've replaced two critical bearings in the elevator. And
we
also
have initiated the design process to upgrade and modernize the control system. That's the computer and electronics that control the elevator.
The elevator at the monument has been plagued for many months by ongoing issues. A local Virginia police department is using the wildly popular Pokemon Go smartphone game to catch people with outstanding warrants. Police in the town of Smithfield wrote on their Facebook page that a few random citizens will have the opportunity to try to capture Ditto, a rare smiling blob of a Pokemon hanging out in the station's processing room. So far, 8 people have been invited to the station, all had outstanding warrants. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,456, the Nasdaq at 51.55. Sports, the Nats open a key 4-game series in San Francisco with a win. The Orioles take their third straight loss, falling to Minnesota. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as morning Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stiger.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Meet with a UMUC advisor during Open House Week starting July 30th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. For times and locations near you, visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway still continues to be a problem spot with the crash inbound Suitland Parkway. Once you pass the Beltway and past Forestville Road, they still have traffic stopped inbound. Outbound, you can get through. So everybody inbound is getting caught up in this. You're sent onto Forestville Road and up to Pennsylvania Avenue. Try to avoid, if you're coming in, say, from Pennsylvania Avenue, don't take that Suitland Parkway exit. Continue Pennsylvania Avenue inside the Beltway. It'll save you some time. DC 295 getting better. Southbound exit to the 11th Street Bridge. That crash has been cleared. It's a little bit better news there. Virginia 66 eastbound as you come up to the Beltway. The stalled car reported in the right lane. Please use caution. We don't want that to be a crash. Also westbound 66 near 123. Had an earlier incident. Was confined to both shoulders and you're coming up on that at speed. On the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7. Quiet. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News and World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Less rain now than we saw last night. Isolated showers, thunder showers around, which means most of us stay dry for most of the day. A mix of clouds and sunshine and temperatures down to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 75 in La Plata, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Donald Trump says he wanted to hit his critics at the Democratic National Convention. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07
on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, back where we belong here in the nation's capital. Love you, Philly. Love you, Cleveland, but it's good to be back home.
Which one did you love more?
Not Philly. At 7:15, Keith Alexander, Washington Post crime reporter, with the latest developments on the Chandra Levy murder trial, back in the news again. 8:05, we'll have A.B. Stoddard, political pundit extraordinaire from Real Clear Politics, to give her take on the two conventions and the campaign going forward. And then at 8:35, Brett Baier, Fox News Channel, a guy who loves his mustard. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
My friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
We're going to listen to that voice for how long?
I liked it better when she was from the southern that southern accent that she threw.
Well, Hillary Clinton, you know, officially accepted the nomination, then gave her big speech last night. And you know, I know a lot of you know, didn't want to watch, so you know, we paid attention, so you don't have to.
Oh, I bet everybody watched.
You think people were watching?
Sure. I want to dispel that myth. Republicans, we watch the other side. We listen. We hear what they have to say. Don't we?
And then we reject it out of hand, of course.
Not out of hand. With great reasonable values.
Let's listen to a little bit of what she had to say, and we'll start with this. This is one of those little clips that just jumped out at both Larry and me. Take a listen. Hillary Clinton talking about destructive forces in America that are tearing us apart.
America is once again at a moment of reckoning. Powerful forces are threatening to pull us apart. Bonds of trust and respect are fraying. And just as with our founders, there are no guarantees. It truly is up to us. We have to decide whether we will all work together so we can all rise together.
Yeah, all right, that all sounds good and fine, but that's that part about the powerful forces that are tearing us apart. Listen, you're a smart observer of what goes on in Washington. Why don't you tell us what you think are, who is responsible for these powerful forces that are tearing us apart? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Powerful forces. Who is responsible? I would love for you to weigh in on that this morning. Some other stuff while we're waiting on people to get their ideas together. She said, look, there's not going to be any wall along the southern border if I am the president.
We will not build a wall. Instead, we will build an economy where everyone who wants a good job can get one.
Everyone, even people who aren't citizens or should be legally in this country?
Oh, no. She also said there'll be a pathway to citizenship for 11 million people who are here illegally.
Well, wait a minute. If we're not building a wall and we're going to build a strong economy where anyone can have a job if they want one, mm-hmm. then 11 million is the starting point.
Yeah.
I mean, come on in, everybody. Anyone who wants a job can have one.
That's
Shouldn't
right.
she be more specific and say anyone who's here legally can have a job?
Understand that if you identify with Donald Trump on his issues about immigration and the need to close up our borders, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you are voting for a continuation of the policies that we now have in place, which is basically there is no border along our southern part of our belly of this country. Donald Trump was, of course, attacked. You know, there's going to be always you got to go after the opponent. Here's Hillary attacking Donald Trump.
In the end, it comes down to what Donald Trump doesn't get. America is great because America is good.
Yeah, America is good, but I got to say, I don't think it's as good as it was before the Obama administration took office. That's just my opinion. All right, so here's our question. Hillary Clinton says there are powerful forces tearing this country apart. Powerful forces. Who is responsible in your mind for tearing apart this country? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I don't think that there's been any effort at healing in this country since Barack Obama became president. And by the way, let's point out, Hillary Clinton was a part of that administration. She endorses the policies of this president. She embraced him on the national stage. So she says she wants to continue the work. And Obama has said, you know, you need to hire Hillary to be the next president so she can continue our work. If you want more of the same, which is basically a divisive approach to politics, then it seems to me that your choice is very clear. If there are powerful forces tearing this country apart, I think it starts at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue over the past 7.5 years.
My temperature really rises when I hear Hillary Clinton and Democrats and Barack Obama lecturing Republicans and the rest of America about how we need to bond together. Stronger together was the big theme last night, that this is our moment of reckoning and that we cannot be divided and we cannot be pulled apart by these powerful forces. You know what? Our nation has always been a diverse nation. I know that lately you hear so much about, oh, our country's so diverse. We were diverse on July 4, 1776, not in the trite and frankly insignificant diversity that they talk about, ethnicity and race and religion. I'm talking about a diversity of ideas, mm-hmm. a diversity of forces. I mean, frankly, half of our country wanted to own slaves and the other half wanted to stop slavery. I mean, that's a pretty huge divide. We have had differences from the beginning. But there have been a certain set of ideas that we have always been able to bond over. And the thing that has always kept our country stronger together is the laying out of those ideas and principles on the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That document is what has always bound us. And in the last 8 years, that document has been treated like a suggestion, not the founding document of our nation. And it's gotten so bad that in the last year, our neighborhoods and our communities have been pulled apart by the basic notion that the police can't even enforce the law and enforce peace without being called murdering racists. And that's not coming from Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So I take great exception with the idea that it takes Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to make us stronger together. We've been trying to be together. They have been pulling us apart.
You know, on this issue of race and law and order issues that Donald Trump has raised, Did you see that moment last night during the speech, where during the convention coverage last night, where the police officers came out and they asked for a moment of silence for the fallen officers who have died in the line of duty in America? And during what should have been a very poignant moment, where they paused for a moment of silence to pay respect to people in the thin blue line who have given their life for protection of their during the protection of their community, somebody yelled out, "Black Lives Matter." I mean,
yep.
Really.
Even at the moment of silence.
Even at that moment, one moment is all that they were asking for.
And
that was interrupted.
And by the way, during that moment, you're right, Brian, and not only was it atrocious that they screamed out Black Lives Matter during the moment of silence for fallen officers, but I'm thinking in that room of 20,000 Democrats, at least a handful of them took the opportunity for that moment of silence to pray for those fallen officers. Mm-hmm. So they didn't just interrupt a moment of silence. A moment of silence is just a euphemism for, hey, let's say a prayer for them and their families. So while that handful of God-fearing Democrats were actually praying to the Lord God for the souls and for the families of those officers, we had to have a political disruption by that nefarious Black Lives Matter movement. It was a despicable act, and now you know who's really pulling this nation apart.
It is time for traffic and weather, but we'll take more of your calls in just a moment.
6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten. It's the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we're waiting for the dry out this morning. Had a number of problems still with single vehicle accidents, some high standing water and ponding an issue. You know, even our own John Matthews came in this morning and he says, one of the worst wet road commutes I've had all my entire career. So we know you've been coming into the office for quite a while. So take it easy. Thank you, Mr. Matthews. We'll get you around the Beltway right now. Maryland topside from College Park to Silver Spring slowing. But I'm also getting reports, if you're continuing on that Beltway exit ramp to 355, high standing water a problem on that exit ramp. And this is just one of many places. A Rock Creek Parkway at Mass Avenue had some high standing water. U.S. Park Police were thinking of closing. I'll let you know if they make that decision. Around the region, we'll go 66 eastbound, where we had the stalled car before the Beltway. I'm looking at delays back near Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. For 95 north, Dale City to Woodbridge, in through Gorton and Newington, heavy again in Landmark. No problems and quiet right now across the 14th Street Bridge. I love it. Suitland Parkway closed inbound just after the Beltway, past Forestville Road for the accident cleanup. Stick with Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some showers out there lingering still from the overnight storm, but mostly today it'll be sunny with clouds mixed in. Might get a stray shower later in the afternoon, high of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with showers overnight, low 74. And we're looking at rain through the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, both looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, high of 84. Sunday, highs in the upper 80s. A little warmer on Sunday. Right now, 75 degrees at 617.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
America is once again at a moment of reckoning. Powerful forces are threatening to pull us apart.
All right, well, who is responsible for those powerful forces? That's the question we have thrown out to you. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's go with Dwayne in Alexandria. Good morning, Dwayne. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. There's only one person. That's the man at the top. Obama's been breaking his country up since he's got in office, and he's trying to keep it separated so they can do what they want to do. He's got stupid people following him, and his army on the ground is Black Lives Matter at this moment. He may have other people, but that's how I see it.
All right, Dwayne, I appreciate that. Now, you know, one thing I will say about this whole thing is that, you know, from my perspective, when there are moments that occur in this nation when we could have a moment of healing, the thing that I always observe about this president is that instinctually he doesn't step in to heal. He steps in to divide. I mean, am I wrong about that, Larry? Because that's my sense of it.
No. Gabby Gifford was shot, and it became gun owners, and it became a violent political rhetoric, remember?
Right, I remember that.
Divided us along political lines. Right. In Cambridge, it was the police acted stupidly. You're right. He's an organizer-in-chief. He's doing exactly what he's done his entire career. Let's not be surprised at that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you saw what I saw in Philadelphia. It's a party completely comprised of organizers, community organizers,
yeah.
the various unions and factions. Four more years, baby. You want that's exactly what we're looking at here.
Yeah. How about Alan and Deal? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Alan. Good morning.
Oh my God, Hillary's speech was like so wonderful. Oh my God, Hillary's speech was like so unifying and loving. Oh my God,
that speech was such a lie. Love you guys.
I don't. Great. And good luck with your own podcast there, because I know I'm going to be listening.
That was lovely.
Not sure what that was. Mike in Springfield, you're next up on WMA.
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you for putting up for that debacle, is what I'm going to call it. The problem that we have in America right now is we have not only a organizer-in-chief, but we have all the cronies that he's put into positions that have enforced his iron will, for lack of another word. They're tearing us apart one piece at a time. They're pitting us against ourselves. Their rhetoric, their hate, and I'm going to use that word because that's what it is. They hate the fact that we stand up against them and try and bring out the best in humanity, to bring us together to make sure that we are one nation and to go forward from there. All they want to do is tear us down, tear us apart, slander us, libel us. That's all they wish to do. And it's beginning to show more and more and more. And if people do not pay attention and wake up, it's going to get worse.
It is infuriating that they glory in the politics of dividing us. They glory in the politics of the hyphenated America. This hyphen American, that hyphen American. They glory in the politics of interest groups, which inherently divides us. And then they dare to lecture us that we must now unite and come together. But, of course, we must only unite and come together on their terms and around their ideas. Yeah. And if we don't share their ideas, we are trying to pull the country apart.
And isn't it interesting that they're calling for everybody to come together at a time when their party is absolutely as divided as it has ever been? I mean, it has been reported, the Daily Caller reports, I did not hear it, but the Daily Caller reports that as Hillary Clinton opened her speech last night, she was actually booed in the hall by Bernie supporters. There weren't many.
Oh, no, and Fox News reported that they have video of the Bernie supporters being ushered out as the speech went on. The security had to come in there. They love the police when the police get rid of Bernie supporters who were trying to heckle
Hillary.
Yes,
they do.
That's when blue lives matters to the Democrats.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's the Ted Britt Automotive Summer Sales Event. It's going on right now, and you're going to find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. And by the way, Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations. You can get your hog over there, too. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of automotive dealerships are going to come out there and say, hey, we've got great deals this summer. Come get your vehicle. And that's fine. They're in the business. I get it. But what makes Ted Britt different? Well, there's some very important distinctions here. First of all, Ted Britt's been around for 57 years. You don't do that. You can't survive in this kind of competitive atmosphere in an area like the Washington area where people love their vehicles so much. You can't survive for 57 years and thrive the way Ted Britt Automotive has without being the best. But there's another thing, and that is they solve all of the concerns that you might have in the back of your head, any kind of worries about your car as you're driving off the lot, and let's face it, you do. You always, in the back of your head, you're wondering. Well, no, they've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car's always taken care of. They stand by every vehicle sold at Ted Britt with a lifetime vehicle coverage. That's new and pre-owned vehicles, as long as it's got less than 100,000 miles. So that's what makes them different. Go check them out. 9 great locations. TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
625, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s with Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rock Creek Parkway coming inbound Rock Creek Parkway where all lanes will flow in through the rush hour. It looks like they're stopping traffic at Massachusetts Avenue because of high standing water. Also had high standing water reported on the exit Maryland Beltway from the outer loop to go on to 355. And just be careful, any areas you know that are prone to ponding or high standing water, be very cautious because we do have that around the region. Take you topside from 95 to George Avenue, slowing, a little bit of volume as you make your trip through Annandale toward Tyson's, but nothing reported along the way. 66 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, heavy toward the Beltway where we had the broken down. That was along the right side. Suitland Parkway, inbound, still closed just after Forestville Road with accident cleanup. Use Pennsylvania Avenue as your alternate. And now you can get by on 202. If you're coming westbound, inbound 202 Largo Road at Watkins Park Drive, they've released one lane. They were dealing with a crash that brought down a utility pole. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Less rain now than we saw last night. Isolated showers, thunder showers around, which means most of us stay dry for most of the day. A mix of clouds and sunshine and temperatures down to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. 75 degrees at 626.
Yeah, we're talking about Hillary's big speech last night at the final night of the Democratic National Convention. And, you know, when you're in trouble in a political campaign and you're a Democrat, one of the things you do is you just offer up some free stuff to the people. You vote for me, you're going to get some free stuff. And this one was also particularly a nod to the Bernie people. Take a listen.
We will also transform the way we prepare our young people for those jobs. Bernie Sanders and I will work together to make college tuition free for the middle class and debt free for all.
Free college. There we go.
We will also liberate millions of people who already have student debt.
Wish I hadn't paid off that student loan now.
Yep, you sucker.
I don't know what I was thinking.
627 on WMAL.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $50,000 Jeep giveaway on Saturday, July 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win one of up to 55 prizes, including cash or a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hello, it's Alan Thicke, and if you've received a letter from the IRS, it probably doesn't say happy birthday. No, probably says you owe back taxes. And because of cuts in their budget, the IRS is now turning to something they call enforced compliance. Uh-oh, look out. That means more wage garnishments, bank seizures, and property liens. Well, thankfully, there's good news. The Fresh Start Initiative, an official IRS program, could significantly lower your tax debt and save you thousands if you qualify. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief specialize in helping taxpayers get a approved for the Fresh Start Initiative. Hey, the IRS can be reasonable, but you have to know the ins and outs of their rules, and that's where the experts at Optima come in. Optima is the number one tax resolution firm in the nation, recognized for their award-winning services. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Coming up on WMAL, is it time for men to do away with trousers and start wearing kilts? There is a real, legitimate movement to that end, and I want to ask you, men, would you wear a kilt on a daily basis if it was socially acceptable? And women, would you want your man in a kilt? 888-630 WMAL.
WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 630. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Hillary Clinton spent much of her acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention last night drawing a sharp contrast between herself and Republican Donald Trump. But that wasn't all.
Clinton also using her speech to praise Bernie Sanders and reach out to his supporters.
I want you to know, I've heard you. Your cause is our cause.
Hoping to broaden her base with all voters.
I will be a president for Democrats, Republicans, independents, for the struggling, the striving, the successful, for all those who vote for me and for those who don't. For all Americans together.
One thing Hillary Clinton did not address head on last night was the issue of voter trust, which dogged her throughout the primaries.
Correspondent Joe Johns. There's no immediate word on yet on the condition of two San Diego police officers who were shot overnight on or what touched off the violence. Police say in a Twitter posting that one suspect's in custody and other possible suspects are still being sought. The Washington Monument is scheduled to reopen this morning after being closed for nearly a week for another elevator problem. National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst.
There was a, what's referred to as a shim bearing. It's part of the hoist system that raises and lowers the elevator. One of the two bearings failed that had to be replaced. So we replaced not only the one that had failed, but we replaced the second one as well.
Litter says the Park Service has also initiated the design process to modernize and upgrade the entire elevator control system. And a wildfire burning along California's Big Sur coastline is still only 10% contained as it covers at least 42 square miles. Worried evacuees are wondering about the fate of their homes, with 2,000 at risk. 34 have already been destroyed. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,456, the NASDAQ at 5155. Sports Tanner Roark holds the Giants to a run and four hits in seven innings as the Nats get the win in San Francisco. The O's lose to the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through Sedation Dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
are these Democrats?
From the creator of 2016.
What are they hiding?
Dinesh D'Souza.
The Democrats support slavery.
From the producer of Schindler's List, Gerald Molin, comes the most important film you'll see before you vote.
The Clintons took tens of millions of dollars.
America in theaters now. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 28 southbound. Looks like we had been closed, but now released one lane. Southbound 28, this will be just south of the toll road as you pass Frying Pan Road. Still a lot of activity causing northbound rubbernecking delays as well. Again, 28 south of the toll road. Heavy volume in each direction, but you can get by the crash. 66, a little bit lighter than normal through Manassas Centerville. It's once you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, still have that stop and go up toward the Beltway, had the stalled car that had been in the right lane. For Virginia, 95, not so bad, out of Stafford and Aquia, get a little bit of a break there this morning. Heavy, though, in Woodbridge, Lorton to Newington, they were looking for a stalled along the way there. Inbound Suitland Parkway, looks like they're trying to release traffic now, long-standing crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway just after Forestville Road, and a lot of that bailout traffic as you were sent onto Forestville Road to Pennsylvania Avenue, and outer loop at Colesville Road, crews responding to a report of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us seeing a dry commute in this morning with a mixed cloud, clear sky, maybe a passing shower around, possibly a thunder shower, and more of the same this afternoon. The numbers come down quite a bit, 88 degrees. Tonight, late night showers and thunderstorms come in, 74. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and even cooler, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Vienna, 70 in Rockville, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:36 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, there are new developments in that Chandra Levy case. As you know, charges against the man who was convicted of that murder have been dropped. Wait till you find out why. Keith Alexander is a man who is on that story, and he'll join us from the Washington Post at about 7:15. Coming up at 8:05, A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics, and then Brett Baer from your Fox News channel at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Listen, if it's good for the Irish and it's good for the Scots, why can't it be good for Americans? I'm talking, of course, about doing away with the tyranny of trousers and jumping on board with kilts as a absolutely acceptable, if not desirable, fashion choice for the American male. Guys, will you wear a kilt? 888-630-9625. And ladies, would you be okay with your man letting it all hang out and wearing a kilt? 888-630-WML. I'm told, Brian Wilson, that to properly wear a kilt, you are supposed to not wear any
underpants?
Undergarments. Mm. Yeah, that is what I'm told.
So you go commando.
I am told the way it's been described to me is if you're wearing something under your kilt, then you're actually wearing a skirt.
Is that right?
If it's a kilt. And apparently, if it's really warm out, it's a very liberating thing. And it's been pretty hot lately, you know, let's face it. Here is Stephen Crash Villegas. He owns a company out of Seattle called Utilikilt, and it has become very, very popular, actually. It's exploding.
When I was born, you were told men wore pants or shorts.
But really, pants anatomically aren't set up for guys.
No.
Men should be wearing the skirts. So at the time I created the utility kilt, I was looking for something that was practical.
Yeah.
And cooler than pants or shorts. So I thought that the traditional Scottish kilts were a great idea, but I want something that's way more practical and pockets and belt loops and washable and something I can wear every day.
So I've looked at these things. I have not worn them.
Okay. You've just, out of curiosity, have examined them.
I have not worn them yet.
Oh.
It may not surprise you to know that I am completely open to the idea of the kilt, and Brian, I'm suspecting, is not. But these things, here's the deal. They're just like cargo pants. They are just like cargo pants. They've got the pockets. It's made out of a cotton, you know, twill kind of thing. It's just like wearing, you know, chinos, basically, and it's shorts. But as Villegas here said, it makes more anatomical sense. Let's face it. There's certain thing that's rather constricting about trousers that a kilt will not necessarily provide the same problem. And so I am going on record right now saying I am open to this idea, and I am willing to try it out. Really, honestly, what's the look at me? I'm wearing cargo shorts right now.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference between this look and just sort of, you know, having the whole? It's not like, you know, I'm not going to look like an ice skater out there. I'm not going to do a Yamaguchi out there with the whole
little flouncy thing. You may be surprised to learn that I would never, ever in a million years consider wearing a skirt.
It's not a skirt. It's a kilt.
If I were to put on a skirt.
It's a kilt.
They would never let me back in the state of Texas ever again.
Oh.
I would be banned from ever entering the state.
Yeah.
And I'd have to turn in my man card. I mean,
listen,
come on. I know. Look, there are certain things that, you know, I'm a guy with an open mind about a lot of things, but this is not one of them. However, it is interesting that you should say this, because when I was in Philadelphia, I went to this little pub around the corner, and and I had dinner each night and ordered up food, and I became, you know, sort of conversational friends with the people who were working behind the bar and the wait staff, and I picked up on a conversation where the bartender, a guy, said he would totally wear a skirt.
I'm telling you this.
Because he said, listen, when I go out playing golf, I get so hot. I would totally wear a skirt out on the golf course.
That's right. Think about it.
And
I went, are you
kidding me? Really?
Just imagine the ventilation aspect here, the built-in AC.
Yeah, well, look, I'm,
you got to get over yourself. Bill in the district, you're on WMAL.
All right, Bill. What do you think?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I wear kilts all the time. I have three of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're great, aren't
they? Now, excuse me. Do you go commando underneath the kilt?
Well, I used to, but I do not now, because when I was in a bar one time wearing one, someone who had a little too much Jameson decided to show his friends that I was not.
He lifted it up on you?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Well, I mean, it was pretty hilarious at the time, because I had a few Jamesons myself.
All right, Bill. So you endorse this, and in fact, you are a practicing. Now, do they have like a tartan? Are they all very clearly ethical? Because see, these kilts that they're marketing here with utility kilts, they don't look like you're honoring a Scottish or Irish heritage. You can get them in various colors. You can get them in denim. It's just part of your wardrobe.
Yeah, I generally like the tartan. I have a couple different ones, but I do like the Irish National, which orange, white, and green.
Right. All right, Bill, thank you for that. And by the way, Sean Connery wears kilts. And are you telling me that he's not a real man? Are you telling me Sean Connery wouldn't be accepted in Texas? Sean Connery?
Listen, I don't know any guy who would wear one. I honestly, except for you, Larry. That's it.
Now you know what. Jay, and I got to run this by the wife. That's the only thing that's stopping me.
Let's get her on the line.
Yeah, Jay and Woodbridge,
yeah,
you're next
she feels
up.
I bet being from Oklahoma, she's not going to be too keen on the idea.
Jay, you're on WMAL.
First of all, I'm not going to wear a kilt because I don't have the legs for it.
That you do have to take that into consideration, Jay.
Yeah, I got skinny legs. I can't wear a kilt. But it's funny to me how people get real scientific when they want to make their point. Now, all of a sudden, it's anatomically incorrect to wear pants.
Well.
You know, scientifically. I guess we could, but we've never worried about that before, you know, all of a sudden. But I think it's all about really trying to blur the line, trying to push the gay agenda.
Jay, listen, you may mock the whole anatomical issue. I'll leave it at this. Maybe, Jay, you and Brian don't have the same kind of physical issue there that I do.
Mm.
We'll continue with your calls on this in a moment. Yeah, to kilt or not to kilt at 6:43.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
More of this burning discussion. By the way, we need a woman's perspective on this. It's 6:45 WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, if Mr. Witten came home wearing a kilt, would you be okay with that?
Honey, I love ya. Looking good. No,
see?
You know what? I don't know.
No.
I question it. All right, here we go. Inbound Suitland Parkway. Oh, boy. Finally, lanes have been reopened. Inbound Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway past Forestville Road. That had been closed most of the early morning rush hour here with the crash, but now you can use it. Still looking at a lot of that bailout traffic because traffic had been sent onto Forestville Road over to Pennsylvania Avenue. Little while to recover. Wilson Bridge, your backups begin now before you get to St. Barnabas Road, Maryland into Virginia. Virginia, we have had a busy morning here on 28. The crash, still a lot of activity. 28 just south of the toll road past Frying Pan Road. It's in the southbound direction. Northbound, a lot of activity as well, so you're heavy each way, but you are getting by slowly. Inner loop of the Beltway, just a brief delay in Annandale, just north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Hey, 270, you have had a great morning out of Frederick down to the Beltway. It looks still delay-free there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances now diminishing. Clouds mixing in with some clear sky this morning. A cloud-sun mix this afternoon. Passing showers, thunder showers, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAF.
75 degrees, 6:47. And things are looking a little Gaelic here in America as apparently the kilt fad is actually taking off. This company, Utilikilt, has been featured on multiple business websites and on CNN Money. They are exploding because they are offering kilts that don't necessarily have that Scottish or Irish specific design. These are just meant to...
They're not necessarily plaid. They could be like, you know...
They can be denim. They can be khaki. They can be... And then they've got little pockets. And I'm on board with this. I am ready to embrace the kilt. I think it's a great idea. And I'm going to do it. If my wife lets me.
I want to talk to her.
She's still sleeping. Jackie in Silver Spring, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Jackie?
I think absolutely yes. I'm Scotch-Irish myself, and I think that kilts are just great. And I think that any guy who can wear one well gets bonus points in my book.
See?
But the other thing is, you know, they are, I mean, it is a lot more airy, you know, wearing skirts and, you know, kilts and so on. And in the summer months especially, it can be very cool. Only point for trousers, of course, is that they're more practical, especially for, you know, work and so on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Does Jackie, and does Mr. Jackie partake in the kilt?
Well, there's no Mr. Jackie, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right. Well, I just wanted to go on a limb.
But my brother has some, and he can wear them pretty well, and he likes them. So.
All right, there you go, yeah. Jackie. Is he another endorsement, Brian? The all tide right. is turning against you.
Yeah, no. It's not turning against me, because I am secure in my position.
I think you should wear them with your cowboy boots. Now that's a look.
That would just be
weird. No, that would be really weird. Jerry in Lovettsville, you're on WMAO.
Oh,
what do you say,
no.
Jerry?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking a call.
Hey, what do you think?
I was just saying, I don't think I could put myself in a kilt, but I was recently up at a music festival in Altamont, New York, and they do some after-hours dancing, do contra dancing up there, and you will find a number of the men wearing kilts, and they say it's because they can stay cooler out on the dance floor.
Listen, there's no denying it, Jerry. I mean, maybe you won't wear them, but you can imagine how much cooler it would be, don't you think, in a hot day?
Yeah, but I mean, I just can't get over the idea.
You got to see Brian's face right now. You're so vexed by this idea.
Yeah, I just can't believe that a dude would actually think this is a good idea.
John at Fairfax, you're on WMAL. John, what do you say?
Oh, man. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, so I have three kilts, actually. I've been in weddings with kilts. I ran the Army 10-miler a couple years ago.
Wait. No. You ran a 10-mile race wearing a kilt?
Yeah, it's actually with a...
Commando?
Yeah.
And you didn't have any, shall we say, support issues?
Nope. We actually ran it in body armor and rucks. It was to support a veterans group.
Okay.
360.
There you go. Yeah. John, thank you for that. Brian, would you like to suggest to John that there's something wrong with his masculinity?
No, I just think that, you know, even good people can make bad choices from time to time.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more. We'll be right back.
It is 6:53. That means it's time to check in on your money with the CNBC News Desk. Look at there. It's Susan Lee. Good morning, Susan.
Happy Friday. Stocks, though, not so happy on a four-day losing streak, but that could stretch to 5 days because futures right now are pointing to a lower open this morning. Once again, there's lots of earnings to go through. Amazon's profits soaring because its Prime and its cloud businesses grew more than expected, and Prime Day sales were even better. And Google did what it does best, selling more ads, especially on mobile phones. Google's parent Alphabet clearing close to $5 billion. Profits at Budweiser maker AB InBev falling because of weaker sales and because of weaker sales in Brazil. Sony's earnings dropping 74% because it sold fewer smartphones. Microsoft has not had much success in selling mobile phones, so it will cut another 2,800 jobs in that division this year. And by the way, this is your last day for a free Windows 10 upgrade because after today, it's going to cost you more than $100 to get on it. And if you want your MTV back, Viacom will turn its VH1 Classic into an MTV Classic where they focus on showing videos from the 80s and the 90s. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Our top story. Some people will pay twice the price for the exact same thing. Our senior savings analyst, Tom, is trying to find out why.
Hello, I'm here with John.
Hi.
He just brought a suit into Zips Dry Cleaners. John, can I borrow $2? Thanks. Now, I'm going to set one of these on fire.
Wait, whoa, hold on a second. Why are you doing that? That's my money. Why would you set that on?
You see, this is basically what people are doing, John, every time they don't take their dry cleaning to Zips. Why do you think they do that?
Maybe they don't know about Zips?
Maybe, John. Maybe.
You're paying me back, right? Because that's my train ride home.
Maybe, John. Maybe.
Unless you've got money to burn, come to Zips. We'll dry clean any garment for just $2.29, cash or credit, using the same process as full price cleaners. Same day service, same high quality, half the price. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 46 locations or go to 321zips.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, additional problems continue for Metro Rail this morning. Listen carefully if you take the Silver Line. No train service between McLean and Ballston. And due to the train derailment at East Falls Church, they are trying to establish and set up a shuttle bus service again. Silver Line trains, no service between McLean and Ballston. Now let's get you to the roads on 28. We have lots of delays here south of the toll road. The crash was southbound 28 after Frying Pan Road. It does involve an overturn, so a lot to check out. So even northbound in delays. 66, lighter than normal into Centerville. Brief delays, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, we're stop and go 95 and around toward Colesville Road and to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us seeing a dry commute in this morning with a mixed cloud, clear sky, maybe a passing shower around, possibly a thunder shower. More of the same this afternoon. The numbers come down quite a bit, 88 degrees. Tonight, late night showers and thunderstorms come in, 74. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms and even cooler, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 75 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:57 on WMAL.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The balloons have fallen in both Cleveland and Philadelphia. The primaries are over. The general election race for the next president of the United States officially begins today. Last week in Cleveland, after accepting the Republican nomination for president, Donald Trump worked to show the country he understood their anxiety. anxiety about their jobs and paychecks, and anxiety about the terrorism and crime they see on their television sets nightly and around the country. And last night, Hillary Clinton accepted the Democrat nomination. She brought out Hollywood movie stars, comedians, star politicians, a former president, and even a current one. For the next 4 months, Trump will relentlessly pound a message about the anxiety of the country and his direction to get it fixed. Clinton will discuss her plans to move the country forward, according to them, within the confines of the status quo. I'm not sure who's going to win in November, but I am sure it's going to be a race for the ages. Off we go. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
If you are considering buying an annuity, I have some urgent news for you. Don't even think about buying an annuity until you review our free annuity comparison report. This free report compares over 1,400 annuities from America's largest annuity database. Do you need retirement income? The report shows over 100 income annuities and highlights the safest companies that provide the most guaranteed retirement income. Looking for the highest guaranteed returns? The report reveals the annuities that have the highest rates and lowest fees. You'll also discover which annuities offer the highest potential returns with no market risk. Grab a pen right now to receive your free annuity comparison report. To receive your free no-obligation annuity comparison report, simply call 1-800-920-5760. Call 1-800-920-5760. Because research can save you thousands. 800-920-5760. 800-920-5760. Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
Coming up on WMAL.
Why did they drop charges against the man convicted of killing Chandra Levy? We'll talk to a Washington Post reporter who may well have the answer.
And how were police officers treated from the stage at the Democratic National Convention last night during a moment of silence for fallen officers?